Hey everyone, it's a victorious Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Here in Jacksonville, the Vikings end their losing skid and they begin the final stretch of the season with a victory. 25-16 winners over the Jacksonville Jaguars right here on this field. It was another one of those games we had to sweat all the way to the end. And yeah, it wasn't perfect.
Nope.
PA, it wasn't perfect.
Who cares?
But there are still a lot of things that we liked about this game, a lot of things to build upon down the stretch.
Just find a way to get the money every single time the rest of the way. You know, when we did the Between the Lines midweek version earlier in the week when Wobby pulled me out of the sinkhole and said, emergency playoff version. We talked about the importance of starting here with a victory and winning four consecutive games and at least having a chance to make the playoffs. And guess what? With all the injuries and everything this year, if you win 10 and don't make the playoffs, we could sell hope off that. Sam Bradford was terrific today. The offensive line, the pass protection, haven't watched it back, no all 22 stuff at this moment, but I think the protection was probably as good as it's been all year.
Yeah.
Jacksonville blitzes every single play.
Zero sacks.
And zero sacks for Sam Bradford. Everson Griffin had a couple of sacks. That was fantastic. Danielle Hunter had one at the end. That's 10.5 for him. And it was a complete team victory today because, as special teams go, 53-yard return by Cordarrelle Patterson and Kai Forbath. Hit all of his field goals. It was outstanding. I don't care that Jacksonville's lost 8 in a row. Big deal. It's freaking hard to win in this league. And we won, so we have 7 victories.
Yeah, at the end of the season, they don't ask you how. They ask you how many. And the
Correct.
Vikings got one more today.
And it was sunny here today. And we had to do no snow shoveling or anything, so that was cool, too.
Right, right. Hopefully it's taken care of for us when we get home. Sam Bradford, another very efficient day. 24-34, 292 with a touchdown. No interceptions or turnovers. Picked up one of his own fumbles. Ad-libbed a little bit. Got it to McKinnon.
Yeah.
So Sam was nimble today. He even had 3 carries for like 20 yards. You know, our quarterback continues to play well.
Yeah, you know the thing that I think I like most about Sam today is Sam at times has held the ball honestly too long, and it's made the offensive line depleted as it is. Look. Put it in compromising positions. Let's put it that way. Sam got rid of the ball quickly today. Sam had a quick trigger today. Very high completion percentage. Had at least 3 connections of 40 yards or more. That took place just in this game. Into the game, the Vikings had 4 the entire season. So main man Sam was on his game today. Now we got 3 to go. Got to beat Indy. Who knows? Maybe dust off some players who either haven't played that much this season or recently have been hurt at Lambeau. Maybe win the Bears, and figure out where we go from there.
Sneaky good part of this game for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Aggressive play calling in the final 3 minutes of the game. Throwing passes on third downs. Throwing a pass on a second down. All completions.
Yep.
Cordarrelle Patterson, love watching him play. The first down that he got over here on like 3rd and 10, 11-yard gain was awesome. Now, we'd be remiss to not talk more about, though, the defense.
Yeah.
Another great plan. Allen Robinson is really good, and he had 1 catch today.
Allen Robinson, since the beginning of the 2015 season, has the most red zone touchdowns of any player in the NFL. It was 18 into this game. We obliterated him. We heard all week about Bortles' scramble tape because his running can be so lethal. It seems to me from afar like Zimmer identified that and absolutely wanted to take that away because Bortles running today was basically a non-factor. And overall, again, it was a complete team victory as I keep looking up at this massive scoreboard hoping for Seattle to beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
And we thank you for watching Between the Lines sponsored by Gatorade because we're super hyper and super happy and we don't play that dumb game of being like, yeah, but it was Jacksonville. They're a 2-win team. Who cares? I don't care.
Right.
It beats the alternative and we've had a lot of the freaking alternative over the last 2 months.
Here's the deal. It's time to unbutton your suit jackets and just relax a little
bit. Take my shirt off for you here in sunny Jacksonville.
We got a victory, and now we get to go home, and we're going to root for some teams
to lose. I feel like doing the hit them folks thing.
Hey, we're Cowboys fans tonight, all right, Vikings fans?
Yeah.
Cowboys fans tonight.
Hit them folks.
You want them to beat the Giants, okay? You want them to beat the Giants.
Right.
But more than that, you just want to start winning games. The Vikings did that today. It was a grinded-out type win in Tennessee that started our 5-game winning streak. It was a grinded-out victory here. Hopefully it starts a 4-game winning streak for your Minnesota Vikings. Victory, high five.
Yes.
We'll conclude this edition of the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Much more coming up on Vikings.com the rest of the day and the week, so stay tuned for that. And we'll see you guys next week at U.S. Bank Stadium.